Good morning, everyone. Images of the power of democracy and its weakness as Americans celebrate this nation's Independence Day. That's where we begin this morning. An election in Thailand produces a clear victory and a possible end to a troubled period of unrest in that East Asian nation. We'll be following that development all morning long. But we begin today with an examination of the struggles and aspirations of the people of Syria, whose claim for free and fair elections has yet to be redeemed, where a pro-democracy uprising continues amidst a brutal crackdown and under a blanket of government censorship. That's unverified video, the term of art in the 21st century, here from the New York Times, our partner, the New York Times website. It's said to be from the Syrian city of Hama, where demonstrators again called for the ouster of Syria's Bashar Assad, where Assad's senior ministers again sent tanks into the streets. There were more arrests over the weekend, and weekend reports, difficult if not impossible to verify, say the troops and tanks pulled back from Hama. And then about 15 minutes ago, we have more reports from a Reuters news service saying that actually troops are storming individual houses in the city of Hama. All of this means that the 4th of July may just be another tough day at the office for Chicago attorney Yasser Tabara, Syrian-American who has been fighting the regime in Syria and Damascus from Chicago, where he is executive director of the Syrian-American Council. Yasser, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So I gather you have a number of reports that you have to verify, possibly leads to run down as far as like family members either missing or injured. Explain how this day will unfold for you.
Well, it's going to start with a bunch of phone calls and Skype calls mostly to a number of activists inside and basically an attempt to verify a lot of these reports that we're getting. But one thing for sure was that hundreds of thousands of people were in the streets of Hama, which pretty much makes most of Hama out on the streets for the past week or so, right before the crackdown.
And this is a city, Hama, where people might have legitimate reason to be most fearful of what the Syrian regime can do. Yet they are in the streets doing their own Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July.
Well, that's been the landmark of this revolution, John. Since the very beginning, the Syrian regime has shown so much inhumanity and so much brutality against these protesters across the entire country, especially in Hama, as you said. Back in 1981, there was an incredible show of brutality when there was an attempt of a revolution back then, where the Assad regime, the father of the current president, basically cracked down and is accused of killing close to 20,000 people.
And again, that took place under cover of the media darkness that we're familiar with, all this unverified video, firsthand reports. We're talking with Yasser Tabara, who's the principal of the Chicago law firm Zarzur Khalil and Tabara. He's also executive director of the Syrian American Council. On this 4th of July, what are your thoughts, being both an American and someone who has a very strong connection with Syria?
Clearly, this day marks a very special day for us here in the United States. I mean, this is the day that we got our independence as a nation. And, you know, although Syria got its independence from the French back in the 40s, you know, as a colonized, you know, place in the Middle East, there has been much of a struggle since you know, the 70s, 80s, where you have an incredibly brutal regime. And this has been kind of the landmark of a lot of these regimes in the same area, where it all started with Tunisia, then Egypt, Libya, Yemen, now Syria. And it's incredible to live this contrast. On one hand, we are celebrating, you know, the birth of a democracy here a couple of hundred years ago, and another, you're basically working nonstop while the fireworks are outside, and you're trying to reach your family member. You're trying to reach the revolutionaries inside to just find out exactly what's going on, what their progress is like, you know, what's going on, and it's just it's an incredible contrast to live, actually.
And Yasser Tabara, for many Syrians, they've said that contrast is disappointing, that the United States and other Western countries haven't taken a stronger stand against the Syrian government or taken a stronger stand in support of the Syrian people. I mean, I assume that part of your mission in trying to get the president into the International Criminal Court is to try to get the wider attention of the world to what's going on in Syria.
Absolutely, and there are things that we, you know, that our government here, you know, can still do. I mean, part of what we've been doing as a, you know, Syrian American group or population is to say to the United States government, look, you know, you have a moral obligation to stand what's for what's right. You know, we have a situation here where there are just clear human rights crises, and for the United States to not make a very clear position on the legitimate nature of the rule of the Syrian regime, for our administration not to go out and call that, you know, very clearly and very directly, is problematic, because the international community, the world, still looks to America for leadership on this issue. And you have to also understand, we're not calling for any form of military intervention whatsoever. We are 100% for diplomatic and political pressure. And our government here has done quite a bit, but it needs to go further, and that's what we're calling for.
Yasser Tabara, before we go, then, can you react to Bashar Assad's accusation that you are possibly one of these foreign terrorist agitators trying to start a revolution that's not coming from within? And what's your dream for walking down the streets of Damascus in a future Syria?
Look, it's clearly he's regurgitating the same line that dictators before him that were deposed did. Everyone before him, whether it's Mubarak of Egypt or Zinedine Ben Ali of Tunisia, basically echoed, or Gaddafi even of Libya, echoed the same exact thing. Anyone who challenges their rule is a terrorist or is someone who's out there with a foreign conspiracy. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, we're Syrians through and through. We're Americans through and through. We have no political agenda in Syria except to see a Syria that is free, that is democratic, that is respecting of human rights and human dignity of its own citizens. And, you know, that would be my vision
And a worthy dream it is on this 4th of July. Yasser Tabara, thanks so much. Principal of the Chicago law firm Zarzur, Khalil & Tabara. He's also executive director of the Syrian American Council. Thank you, Yasser.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.